The only source of ananda is the self, is yourself, your being, the Satchidananda Atma. My being is reflected in various forms of shantavrittis. A shantavritti is a thought modification that is very calm, quiet, peaceful. Like the still waters of a lake. The sun reflecting in the still waters of a lake, reflects its own image, its own swarupa, its own nature in the lake. If I throw a pebble into the lake, the image of the sun starts to wobble and ripple with the ripples of the lake. But nothing is happening to the sun. If we were to throw mud balls, dirt clods into the lake, the muddy water would dim the reflection of the sun. But nothing happens to the sun, only to the lake, only to the lake. Whenever my mind is like the still waters of the lake, I feel at home with myself. I feel happy and complete. Because I have confused myself with the mind has confused itself with me, no viveka. It needs to be like the still water in order to feel whole and at home, in order to feel all is well with me. If my mind is agitated, the mind feels I am agitated. If the mind is depressed, like the muddy lake, it feels I am depressed. The mud has to settle, or the agitation has to become still, in order for the mind to feel like myself, to feel whole and complete. Because I haven't differentiated my being from my mind, I depend upon fulfilling desires in order to be desireless for the moment. I fulfill a desire so that my mind can be desireless, at least for the moment. Be desireless for the moment is to be like the clear, silent lake. When I recognize my own nature, I don't require a desire any longer, or the fulfillment of a desire to experience a quiet mind. My mind is quiet because it's not away from the source of Ananda. I know myself, I just continue to bring my mind back to myself. When that self-forgetfulness takes place and I become enmeshed in my desires, I just simply come home to myself, to the ananda that I'm seeking. I simply bring my mind home to the ananda that I'm seeking. Even the little ones inside, I bring them home to the good mother, to the love, to the ananda that they're seeking. I bring them home to my own being. To the changeless wholeness of my own nature. Letting Ishwara take care of the world, take care of me, this body, mind, sense organs, objectively handling my prarabdha, I bring my mind back to my knowledge, to my own being. I already am what I'm seeking. There is no distance between my mind and myself. So it doesn't take time to bring my mind back to myself. It takes a moment of recognition. It is not about time. It is an instant shift of focus. It is a jnanavritti. Is waking up from a daydream. How long does the daydream go on before I catch it? It's like a daydream because daydreams are more or less unconscious. They just take place. When I wake up from the daydream, I'm back to reality. When I wake up from the daydream of my raga dveshas, I'm back to reality. to myself. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Tat Sat.